Every season in Chicago is filled with activities of all kinds, and hopefully the warm weather will bring you to the Chicago area if you're staying close for the summer. There are so many exciting events taking place from May to August to keep your schedule busy. Looking ahead to May, we have the Navy Pier Summer Fireworks, Chicago Farmers Market, Maxwell Street Market, and Mayfest, amongst others. In June, we have the Chicago Pride Parade, the Windy City Hot Dog Fest, Chicago Blues Festival, Summer Smash Festival, and more. July features the Windy City Smokeout, Pitchfork Music Festival, Chinatown Summer Fair, and additional markets, tastes, and festivals you can check out all summer long. Finally, in August, we have Lollapalooza, the Chicago Air and Water Show, Taste of Greektown, Chicago Triathlon, and many others. Let's dive into a few of Chicago's favorites. First, we have Mayfest Productions, which is an organization here at Northwestern that plans and produces the nation's largest student-run music festival, Dillo Day, which will be held on May 18th this year. I asked Weinberg Jr., Daphne Deda, to give us some insights on how hard the Mayfest team has been working to prepare Dillo Day.
Whole thing, right, for like 100 people, and those 100 people, everyone has to have a schedule, and like for people at the end of the day, and our shift is like on the day of, on Dillo Day, the exec board starts at 5, and all of the members come in at 6 a.m., and we are there like approximately until like 2 or 3 a.m., so that's a very long time.
Daphne is the co-head of promotions for Mayfest Productions and handles PR, marketing, and more. This year, it's news that Mayfest will be doing something different regarding safety precautions.
One thing that we're doing differently this year is that we're going to have metal detectors for safety. So when entering Dillo, we want like all attendants to know that they will be scanned by and like scanned with metal detectors when entering Dillo. So it's really important for this year for us, like, safety-wise, I think it's going to be, like, a big improvement. Like, not that anything bad happened in the past little days, thank God. But you can never be too safe, right? So, like, we think that's, like, a very good difference, too.
Daphne shared that Mayfest is responsible for not only producing Dillo Day, but holding other programming events such as Battle of the DJs and Battle of the Artists. If you're interested in attending Dillo Day, you can get wristbands now at DilloDay.com. Another summer favorite, the Windy City Smokeout, features country music and barbecue. In the past, there's been up to 20,000 people in attendance each day, and Windy City Smokeout goes to play in rain or shine. This year, it will be held July 11 to 14 and features headliners like Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. There is clearly a lot to be excited about when it comes to the Chicago festivities, especially for students who are new to the Chicago area.
Well, I'm from Florida, so things are a lot different. We don't have that many street festivals. Most of our street festivals are farmers markets and stuff like that.
That was first-year Weinberg student Leighton Gunter. Leighton may be sticking around for the summer and is excited for what's to come.
I went to Chris Kendall Market during the winter, and it was very homey, and it was very set up, very formal, and it seemed like there's a lot of effort that went into that, so I imagine that the summer ones will be similar and with different things.
In particular, Leighton is looking forward to attending Lollapalooza, which will take place from August 1st to August 4th.
I was pretty excited for Lollapalooza. I thought that would be pretty cool. And I guess there is a lot of concerts in Florida, but it would be a different style, and there's nothing really that big in Florida, I feel like.
Lollapalooza will feature headliners including SZA, Tyler the Creator, Blink-182, and other celebrated artists. Whether it's food, music, or shopping, summers in Chicago will have everything to keep you satisfied. Hope to see you there. From WNUR News, I'm Sarah Thornton.